We were poor the first half. I was not happy. I thought we were especially poor technically. We made too many mistakes on the ball. Probably too much tension, probably nerves, probably in a hurry because of the atmosphere. That didn't help us, which is contradictory. Normally, you should be the other way around. It should be easier. It should be more simple. And so we couldn't really keep going. And then the second half, the game opened up too much. We gave a few chances away in breaks that we shouldn't give. And then, of course, we needed to change. Changes nearly win us the game because Ashley Barnes, a few seconds after getting in, had two chances and nearly put us up front. And that was probably the difference today, you know, trying to score first and maintain that. But it wasn't to be. I don't want to feel that bad because I think it was a very good season. So it's going to be for a few days. I'm going to feel sad, but apart from that, I'm very proud of the players.
Fine margins, though, Gus, with Barnes' shot. I mean, it looked like Sproney got a finger on it. I mean, you know.
Well, but that's football, and that one is a playoff, and it's so tight, and it's so little between the two teams. You know, I was asking the player when was the last time that we conceded two goals in one game, and nobody remembers, which shows you that it was something today they're missing. We were not ourselves. And when you are not yourself in this stage, sometimes, you know, you pay the price.
The players look, you know, clearly devastated as they made their way down the
Well,
tunnel.
they
What
are.
did
They
you
are.
say to them?
Well, I say thank you because they put the football club in a new level. They made the football club renaming it all over the world. Everybody knew, now look at the football club in a different way, with an identity, with a way of playing football, with players that they want to come here and become better players. So now we need to see what we're going to do in the summer and address everything and check if we didn't hit the roof. And that's it. And there's nothing above that because if not, it would be a shame.
Lots of the fans saying tonight, Gus, they're disappointed. But you know, it's been a terrific season for the Albion.
Well, I think disappointing is everybody. If you care for the football club the way I care, you will be very sad, more than disappointed, because sadness is a feeling that is difficult to take away. On the other hand, players gave everything. You know, if you see the player how they are now, they are exhausted, they try their best. Like I said, you cannot analyze just, you know, 10 or 11 months of season in one game or in 30 minutes. By the way, it's set up this championship, and it's for the ones that go out, it's terrible feeling.
You were talking about the fans and the atmosphere, Gus, but you know, it's been another terrific night in terms of, you know, supporters getting behind the club.
I think the connection with the players and the connection between the staff and the fans is there. It's getting better. We wanted to give them the chance to go to Wembley, and the only thing I can say to them is that we try our best. That's the best we could do, and if it wasn't enough, so then we need to accept it.
It's been a long season, Gus. What do you do now? Go and sort of sit on a beach somewhere,
No,
relax,
I'm going to
isn't it?
analyze everything. I'm going to analyze where we can go and analyze myself as well, and then sit down with the club. I'm on the contract, but of course there is plenty of things that we need to analyze and where we can go. You know, I got to think about myself as well sometimes. It's not only about one-sided. And like I said, these teams that have been in this situation, they didn't make it. And they keep trying and they don't make it, or they do things differently, and sometimes they do, or it goes better or worse. And I need to know that for sure and clear before we start planning next season.
Is that about sitting down with the chairman, Gus, and deciding the way
Well,
forward?
I think that is the key, you know. You know, every summer you sit down with him, you analyze where you go, what you can get or not, and depending on that, you got a project or a way of keep getting better. I say all the time, I'm going to be here until the time we get better. The day we hit the roof, I'm sorry, but you know, I need to think about myself as well.